Blog Talk Radio. one more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've walked this victory. I'll take it one more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
when I remember your goodness, consistency towards me. How can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough words to describe your magnitude. You are endless, Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings, oh,
remember
every time I remember
your goodness.
let everything that has breath worship and praise him right now.
matter your background. It doesn't matter. He's giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah for the victory. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We sing glory, honor to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory to the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. Father, we glorify your holy name. Lord, you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. We bless your name, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Lord Jesus, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the name of Jesus. This is a wonderful and a blessed day of the Lord. I want you to say, wherever you are, I am blessed. I am blessed. I want you to say the word wherever you are this morning. I am blessed. If you're in another country, it's in the evening, say it. I am blessed. I am blessed. Whatever situation you go through, say, I am blessed. Hallelujah. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. 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 Oria masanda ya koye ne kuye ne si yaro moso tori ya kaya ne ya kaya se tere mo. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. I feel his power. I feel his anointing. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. Repeat that. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all of our sins. Your mercies are new every morning. Every morning. I am blessed. And blessed. Body of my son, Nereakum. Oh, yes, Jesus.
As creator of them all, Yahweh is your name. You're the powerful God. Every tongue confess you are God.
Who is you? Is the counselor of the God.
You stand alone.
You stand alone as creator of them all.
Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you and we thank you this morning. We praise you, Lord. We come to thy throne of grace. We praise and glory and honor to your name. Your name deserves all praise, all glory, and all honor. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, this morning, we soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak this radio devotion in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, Jesus. We soak the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spiritual bodies in the blood of Jesus. Our physical bodies in the blood of Jesus. Our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Our environment in the blood of Jesus. Our personal spaces in the blood of Jesus. We drink the blood of Jesus. Father, every cell in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, deliver us, redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Father God, we walk in the truth, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, be a wall of fire around our spouses, our children, grandchildren, parents, and a glory within them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you for divine angelic assistance to be with us 24/7, guiding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We praise you, Lord. Father, I ask you to bless each and every one that is under the sound of my voice this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We adore you. We worship you. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. And we worship you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring your word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in your power, in your anointing of the Holy Spirit this morning, in the name of Jesus. Sanctify us in your truth. Your word is the truth, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just bless you, and we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to read from the book of Ruth this morning. We've all heard the story of Ruth so many times. And one of the funny things, a lot of people, young women who want to get married, they always say, Lord, send me a Boaz. You know, I want my Boaz. But I'm not even going to teach on that this morning. But I just want you to know, you want to send me a Boaz, and you pray to God
for a breath. But there's a lot before you even get to that stage. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And one of the things I want you to know that according to the book of Ruth, Ruth was a Moabite. It was not Ruth and Tush was the two ladies from Moab. Moab was a cursed nation. And the reason that Moab was a cursed nation is because when you look back in the book of Genesis, Lot, Abraham's nephew, daughters slept, made their dad drunk, and slept with their dad. And they had two sons. And one of the sons were Moab. And because of that, what they did, they were cursed. So Ruth came and Oprah came from a cursed and incestuous family. You read in the Bible about sleeping with your dad is a curse. It's not your place to say, we don't want our dad's name to die. So it's a curse. Even right now, it's a curse. You can't sleep with your father. It's a curse. So Ruth came, not Ruth and Orpah came from a cursed family. They happened to meet Naomi's two sons and they got married to Naomi's two sons because Elimelech in Ruth chapter 1 goes to Moab because there's famine in the land of Bethlehem, Judah. And of course, there is famine in the land in Bethlehem, Judah, because of disobedience. So Elimelech, let me read this, Ruth chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, there were a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived for two sons and a husband. So the two boys, the two sons are dead. The husband is dead. And there is only the mother, Naomi, and her two daughters-in-law. Okay, they survived. As I said to you, these people, Ruth and Orpah, family. So the story goes that Naomi wants to go back to, if you read further, she wants to go back to Bethlehem, Judah, because she heard that the Lord has visited the land. May the Lord visit you. Oh, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord visit your land. Those of you who have been going through famine, I decree, declare, and prophesy in the name of Jesus, because of the condition of your heart, because of your love of God, because of your obedience to God, because of your willingness and desire to please God, may He visit your life, your land. Hallelujah. And may your land become fruitful. Begin to bear fruit. May your land become like Aaron's staff. Hallelujah. Everything was in one instantly. Hallelujah. May the Lord visit your land. Hallelujah. I declare fruitfulness. I declare multiplication. I declare expansion. May the Lord, who did that Sunday, is it your land? May the Lord visit your land. So Naomi decides to go back. And her daughters-in-law, she blesses them before she decides to go back. The land is now being fruitful. So she said, look, I'm going back. I'm going back. Where am I staying in Moab? My husband, my sons are dead. I'm going back. And first, the two ladies. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go return each to his mother's house. The Lord be kindly with you as you dealt with the dead and with me. She blesses them. The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband. She blesses both ladies. May you find rest in the houses of your husbands. That means when they're remarried. Then she said, may the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with me and my sons. You've been there for me. May the Lord bless you. I got to go back. But as I leave, I release blessings. Because both of you, Naomi, both of you, Naomi, saying to them, both of you, Oprah, both of you, and Oprah, you've been good to me. You have been great to me. May the Lord be kindly with you. I'm reading, Apostle, where is this from? Ruth chapter 1. And I'm reading verse 8. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go, return each of you to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you dealt with the dead and with me. I pray that those of you who have conflict with mothers-in-law, I pray that you turn it around, that you respect and honor them in the name of Jesus. You do the best, and God will do the rest, so you can get that blessing. It's a blessing when your mother-in-law says to you, may the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of a husband. She already prophetically said that they will marry again. They mustn't stay like that. And then when they marry, they will have rest in the husband's house. She's blessing them. She kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said, surely we will return with you to your people. No, both of them said, we'll come. They're crying. They don't want her to leave. They said, we'll go with you to your people. But then Naomi said, turn back, my daughter. Why will you go with me? Are there still stuff in my womb that there may be a husband? Turn back, my daughter, for I'm too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? She said, you see, when you restrain yourself, she's releasing them to go get remarried again. She said, when you stay, Tuesday night, every day, Tuesday with me, I can't, even if I do all the marriage, even if I marry, I have children. You will wait all that time to for the children to grow, for my son to grow and marry you? No, 2 weeks and let's go on, so you can remarry, you can live your life again. He's telling them, cool, so you can live your life again to follow me. I'm okay. You need to live your life again. I can't do anything in my womb. I can't have no more children. I'm an old lady. I can't have no children. And even if I get married and have children, you will wait that long? No. She wants them to stay. They have been so good to her. She wants them. She has blessed them. She wants them. Go. I'll be okay. Go. Go. The Bible says, no, my daughters, for it grieved me for me very much, for your sake that the hand of God has gone out against me. See, I feel so sorry for you. I'm so sorry. That look what I've gone through. And then you all have gone through it too. She's speaking to Reuben over. She said, they have my come. No, I don't want you to go through any more stuff. You have gone through enough. Then they lifted up their voices, they both of them, and they wept again. Both of them cried again. Over, kiss some other, the other in law. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. The first time, both of them lifted up their voices, and both of them kissed Naomi. Both of them lifted up their voices, and they wept. The second time, they wept again. They cried. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but guess what? You know how kids hang to you? Ruth hung to her mother-in-law. I'm not going to let you go. You know kids, where they hold on to you. That's how Ruth did. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Look what Naomi says, your sister-in-law, you holding on to me, she's gone back to her people. Not only her people, and her gods. Return after sister-in-law. God, you see, your sister-in-law, she gone to her gods. That means she gone to worship her gods. Ruth, go after your sister-in-law. Ruth said, no, I'm not going. Don't you treat me, I will stay with you. Your people will be my people. My God. And so, Ruth decides that day is salvation to follow her mother-in-law. She said, I'm going with you. Jesus. I'm going. When God visits a land, you better cling to your Naomi. Naomi is being blessed. Many of you don't know how to do it. That's the time you turn around. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to be this. This person has been, what? I don't want to be part. What do you mean God did this? God, he visited. One thing I like about God is to see yesterday, today, and forevermore. Ruth said, I'm going. God visited your land. I'm going. She follows Naomi. She follows her. This is an old lady. She follows her, and she goes into the field to work. She's in a fruitful ground. She's in Bethlehem, Judah, the house of bread. Bethlehem, Judah, to the place of praise. You know, it means it's a place of praise, the house of bread is fruitful. When people are disobedient, God will make it dry. I don't know why people think God is not the same. God can love you, love you, love you if you're not doing the right thing. And he can allow stuff to happen to you. And then he can, when you repent, he forgives you and bring back your blessings. So she goes. This woman, those of you looking for Boaz, you know what this woman did? She followed. She received this woman, God. She received Naomi, God. Your people will be my people, my God. Your God, my God. She gave up her all, her God, and she followed the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Okay, she follows. You think it's easier to get Boaz? No. When she has to take care of her mother-in-law. She has to provide food for her mother-in-law. This woman is old. She has to serve her mother-in-law. She has to serve. Even serve her. Do things for her because she's old. Go out there to bring money. Support her. Many of you, sooner, husband died, and the mother-in-law was still with you. Y'all come pick up your mother. Y'all come get your mother-in-law. Y'all, my husband died. I can't take care of the old lady. Many of you will do it. Even if my husband passed away, and we have never done it to my mother-in-law. You don't do that. But all of us say we want blessing. We want Boaz. Oh, Apostle, I want Boaz. I want my Boaz. Pray for me to get a husband. Many of you call me. Pray for me to get a husband. You want Boaz? Ready for Boaz? Are you ready to go through some trials and tribulation? Are you ready to serve? Serve? Are you ready to say no to the world and yes to Jesus? Are you ready to serve? Serve your mother-in-law. Self-serve your elders. Are you ready to provide for them? Sacrificial. She had to go out into the field. Bring food, things for she and her mother-in-law to eat. Hallelujah. Look at the goddamn barley harvest. She went up. She said, I got a pole. And she went up. She went on the field of a man of great wealth. His name was Boaz. So she went there among the reapers. And she began to collect so she could get her little stuff so she and her mother-in-law can eat. Can have something. That Boaz come. You see the reapers and he recognized, who is this woman? Verse 5. Then everybody said, oh, she is that woman who came back with Naomi. And she asked us to please let us clean, please to clean among us. Cleaning me and all the leftovers she takes. She taking the leftover, she in the field working for she and her mother-in-law. You want Boaz? You ready to do all that? I can't understand people. We want this, but we don't want sacrifice. We want blessing, but we don't want sacrifice. We don't want to serve others. We want to give up anything, but we want to receive. We don't even want to give our time, our prayers, our sacrifice. She's been there. She came and has continued from morning. She's been working all day until now. So she rested a little while in the house. They're telling Boaz about her. Ruth chapter 2. Then Boaz said to Ruth, you will listen, my daughter. Will you not? Do not go to glean in another field. Stay right here. Stay close. Let your eyes be on the field. Preach that reason and go after it. Have I not commanded a young man? She's protected. They will give her something to drink. Everything. Because why? Because everybody see the sacrifice she made, how she took care. How she took care of her mother-in-law. How she stepped across. How she gave. And now she working to feed both of them. Blessed though. Everybody have heard her news. She got a great reputation. Hallelujah. And now she's protected. Now she's in the right field. And his boy said in verse 11, and Boaz answered and said to her, it has been fully reported to me, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and have come to a people who you did not know before. That's faith. Faith. Look, may the Lord repay your work. You get blessed by Boaz, and a full reward be given you by the Lord of Israel. Full reward be given to you by the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Father, we thank you. Father God, Ruth gave us hearts like Ruth. Ruth had a heart of a servant. Ruth had a heart of love. Ruth had a heart of obedience. Ruth had a heart of faith. Ruth had a heart of courage. Ruth had a heart of sacrifice. Ruth had a heart like Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning. And I praise you. And I worship you. Glorify you. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to walk just like Jesus. I want to talk just like Jesus. Hallelujah. Give me a heart, Jesus. Oh, my brothers and sisters. It takes a sacrifice to serve Jesus. Sacrifice. It's not a microwave stuff. Jesus is extending his free gift of salvation to you this morning. If you have backslidden, come to Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Please forgive me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you the rest of this life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. The holy angels are rejoicing with you this morning. It's a party just because of you. Find a Bible believing church. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Fellowship with other Christians. Share your faith in Christ with others. Welcome again to the body of Christ. In Jesus' name. It's all of my sisters and brothers. Sacrifice. 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 Give your all to Jesus. Don't follow other gods. Follow Jesus. It's all right.